A really big flashlight. And what do we use flashlights for? To see in the dark. Excellent. Okay. What is this? A heart. This is my arts and crafts abilities right here.
Yeah.
And what do you think of when you think of a heart? What are some of the things? Gut reaction. Love. Excellent. So again, flashlight is, congregation flashlight is for what?
Seeing in the dark.
Seeing in the dark. What do we think of when we see the heart?
Love.
It's not just you three. I'm going to put them on the spot too. All right, so today in the readings that we just heard, we heard about something really special, right? So again, everybody, this is representing
love.
Yes, and today we heard about God's love, right? Have you ever thought about how much God loves you? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes I think about that too. How much does God love you? What do you think? A lot, right? We can't even measure how much God loves us because it is so much. In our reading today from the Gospel of John, it says some amazing things about that love that God has for us. So in the story, just to put it in some context, Jesus is talking to a man named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, he wanted to know more about Jesus, right? So Jesus told Nicodemus that God loves the world so much, right? This is one of the verses that we hear often. God loves the world so much that he sent Jesus to light up our lives, just like a bright flashlight. So just like when we turn on a light in a dark room, Jesus helps us to see a little bit more clearly and to love a little bit better. He helps us to see that God's love and understand how much God loves us, which is how much again? How much? A lot. And the good news for all of us here is that God's love is just even more than lighting up our lives and showing us how to love. God's love is immeasurable. We can't even fathom it, right? We can't really see it. We can try to feel it. We can try to understand it. But it's so much more. It's about helping us to be our true selves and helping us to love others. So I'm going to give you a preview. This summer at camp, our theme, and I saw you were going to the National Youth Gathering, some of you. So our theme at camp this summer is also created to be. And we are talking about how we are created to be free, to be authentic, so true to ourselves, created to be brave, created to be disciples. And at camp, we're also talking about what it means to be created to be love in the world. So I have a question for all of you, and then I'll throw it at the congregation. What do you think it looks like to show our love to other people?
Help them.
Help them? Awesome. What else? How else might we show love to others? Communicating. I love that. Yeah, communicating. Anything else? What about from the congregation? What might it be like to show your love to others?
Being nice.
Being nice.
Pray for them.
Pray for them. We'll take two more.
Forgiving someone.
Forgiving someone.
Doing the dishes.
Doing the dishes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it is all of those things and so much more, even when it's hard, right? So remember, just like a flashlight, God's love is in our lives and helps us to see better, to love others better, to do the dishes with a little bit more love, maybe, and gives us the courage and confidence to live out our faith together. Let's pray together. And I'm going to invite the whole congregation to repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
So much.
So much.
Help us.
Help us.
To be brave.
To be brave.
Guide us.
Guide us.
In being kind.
In being kind.
And help us.
And help us.
Share your love.
Share your love.
With everyone we meet.
With everyone we meet.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.